Try to explain as every human comes to the consciousness of Yahweh. Our first speaker will be Dr. Henry C. Kenyon.
Thank you ever so much. Greetings in the bonds of peace. I'm indeed happy and glad to be back and to bring you a report about the progress of the children of youth in part of this country and also in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Everybody back there is progressing well. And not only that, they are increasing in numbers. People are looking for the truth, and they're looking for the truth at a level that they are not looking for. Had no knowledge of it. Everywhere we go, we find the same thing, in and out of the country. Mm-hmm. There was a young lady in Detroit, Michigan, with Dr. Mason, a real young lady. And they chose to call her Eve. He was saying to Frankie, and she said, and I told her and the group there to send her around to all of the schools if it was possible for her to get her back. Got tests and through, she came here, and you heard her say, Now, I told you about that, because we have one now from Kingston in Canada. She's younger than me. She's a young white girl. She was with Dr. Dirkhead in Springfield, Sunday. And, of course, I was giving my farewell address. And so she didn't have the opportunity to speak. And then there was quite a few people that made no practice of coming to school. And they knew that I was just about to depart. I mean, they wanted to hear what I had. So they got for their benefit. I had to get home and pray to God. And this, Dr. Billy Carroll has two young women, two young white girls with him. One is 17 years old and the other 20. They were with him in Springfield. And they decided that they would go to Birmingham, Alabama. And they are now in Birmingham, Alabama. And I was informed that this young lady, first black and and then they are going from from Birmingham over to Little Rock. And they're going to spend a little time there with Dr. Dewey, Coy. And when I left them Sunday, they were planning on going from Little Rock back by the way of Chicago and Detroit and on back into Canada. This morning I received a long-distance telephone call from Dr. Jones in Birmingham, and he told me that he would be here on the 8th of October. And of course, as I've already stated, Dr. Billy Carroll and these two young white ladies are with me. And they had changed their mind this morning, because they knew that I wanted them to come this way. they told me this morning that they will be here after they get through with Little Now, I could go back over there to this extent. There's been about 27 people from the class that visited Ohio and these other schools. We said in 1969 at the convention that we wouldn't have a convention this year. And then we would be given an opportunity then to go from one to the other and try to help out all over the United States of America. And we would do what we could since we published the book to send it into foreign countries that is the second edition. Now that's the second time that we have sent books all over the world. And what we say in those books, in the one that we have here, nobody from nowhere can disapprove. Now you just can't do that. So we have sent to all over the world. Now I said that for this reason, those people that are here for the first time are new people, that they might know and they might realize that there is something to this book. And you can't refuse. You can't disprove it. Now I know, and you do too. Anything you say, somebody is going to say, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. I disagree with you. Well, that's the big question. I told you that in the year 1931, that Yahweh Elohim caught me up to heaven and revealed to me his purpose from beginning to end, down through the ages and dispensations of time. And this is now my 40th year that I have been preaching and teaching this doctrine. I did what you call next tradition. And doing it for 40 years. And I have never told it to anybody. But what didn't come to pass? I told you about what's happening all over the world. I told you how it was done. I told you that if it didn't happen like I said, don't come back, there won't be no good life. Now look at that. People have been healed of all kinds of conditions. They said they made it in my face. We have all the various miscellaneous types of academically trained professional people. Every vocation and walk of life. Mm-hmm. And there is somebody here or there somewhere that is as smart as you are. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. Now, all of that. And they recognize, and they realize, and willing to confess and admit that they have previously been thought wrong. And incidentally, some of them are teachers mm-hmm. that come to this school from other organizations. So I want you to know now, before I go any further, and let you know that this is not a fly-by-night or some hallucination that we have come up with in these last days. It is not a new thing.
Okay.
It is an old thing. Mm-hmm. It reaches so on back into the Godhead itself and into it, right? And all down through the dispensations of the nation.
That's a fact.
It's the same Yahweh Elohim now that it was then. And it will be the same in the future as it was in the past. Now, I have told you many things, and which I'm going to bring to your attention as of now. I told you many things.
That I was a Christian pastor in the Church of God. And to cut that real short, I was excommunicated or put out. Now, if it had been all that bad and on me, I wouldn't have told you that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize at that time that Yahweh was working with me. Mm-hmm. And I was hurt. Hurt real bad. And cried many nights. My soul was wet with tears. Because I had no way at all of reconciling those threats. I didn't know myself what it was. And for 2 long years of my life, I took my little dog, went up to swayed upon the river bank and the river bank. Just then I looked at nature. And I wondered to myself. Now this is what was in my mind. The 17th chapter of Acts was in my mind. How did the Apostle Paul say that? That Yahweh has pointed a case where he would judge the world in life by that man who he had ordered. If this be true, I thought, sure, there ought to be someone that we as a people on this earth are in order to be seen as justified or condemned, there ought to be some way that is stipulated in the Bible that we might know the difference between right and wrong. That we might understand. Now, it's going to have to be that with me. Because if he did not have no way whereby it is true to the world that they were either right or wrong, then it would be an absolute impossibility for him to judge the world in right or wrong. That couldn't be done. Do you understand what I tell you? If he didn't have a way, some people are hard of understanding, I've got that done too. If he didn't have a way to tell the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, see, what was right and what was wrong, see, then he wouldn't be justified in sending a man away to the lake or to hell or to the lake. And in that, there wouldn't be no God. There cannot be a God without a person.
Right.
And you cannot send somebody into oblivion or destruction without presenting him with some truth and some righteousness. Now, it doesn't make any difference how stubborn he is and how much resistance he puts up. And this failure to acknowledge the truth. There's a way there to lay it down, and you can't take it back. Now, let me give you some simplicity. Now, here, the prophet spoke about the resurrection. That's why the Messiah said, I am the resurrection and the life. And that is that to St. John. Still Mark the name. Right? Now, there were those of that day that didn't believe in the resurrection, the fact. Now let's say Mark right now, today, and get to it. Now if the farmers did not believe that them seeds that planted, that they planted in the ground, would come up,
you understand?
Do you think they'd be living out that fucking sand on land? Now I don't care how big a fool you are,
right?
Now that's just in your story. Then things come up. Now just like he was planted in Joseph's new tomb, he come up. All of nature say that it is.
Right.
And when the spermatic fluid that's generated in your masculine organs and infected into the female. That too is a seed.
Right.
What takes place? A child is born.
Right.
In other words, he comes on out into the truth. He already set me right in the face and said, you're wrong. Now that's what all of nature is. It is destiny. It is providence.
basic. It is concrete and dogmatic and irrefutable. The proof that Yahweh does exist. Now that is the production of the ontological argumentation. That's just all men's mouth.
All right. You didn't ask what church you belong to. Doesn't make any difference with us. It's foolish.
And I said, well, I believe this, and somebody else believes something else, and so forth and so on.
I don't care what you believe, you can't dispute that. Can you dispute?
No.
It doesn't make any difference what color you are. You can't dispute that.
Now, these are ways that Yahweh has chosen to present this evidence to the world. And in it, he will be able to judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, every animate and inanimate, object in the universe, including you, are put together, taste, songs, and animation, in order to prove the divine authenticity, the unerring accuracy, and the absolute infallibility of the purpose of Yahweh. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now that is what we're after in this truth.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know the truth. Now God is presenting it to you. You can accept it if you choose, or reject it if you want to.
I just got my understanding
of it. Now if I tell you that I was caught up in heaven, and y'all in the field, by faith, said Percy, I told you this before. When I saw the vision, I did not understand it. And make me think, now say to you, that John on the Isle of Patmos saw the vision. And there were some things about it that he didn't understand. And right in that,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you find it right there, but I don't have time to go into all of it. They said, now, see, it's not all.
Mm-hmm.
But you love
it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. And they went on to tell you, yes, it's a bit, and that and the other, what did he talk? You had it in your book of Revelation. Now, I'm saying this. Say, I saw David. And after I saw the vision, I didn't understand it. So then the meaning of it was revealed to me. And after it was revealed to me, I knew right then. There wasn't any need for me to go out and try to preach nothing to nobody. Except my mouth as tight as a clam. I took my little dog and went back to bed. But now I wonder. I'm going to get over to the room. Right in there. I was told. Just making thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Just couldn't start without one. Buddy, I don't understand all that stuff you got to say. One person said it looks to me like scrambled eggs. Well, you may not. But as it's explained to you, you find out that anybody that's ever been in the world has been fixed. Did I take you apart? Cell by cell. Atom by atom. It will analyze you. Inside and out. The things that you think. Negative or positive, it's got your number. And we have never had nobody that come to this group and stayed around
one didn't have to admit that it was lost. Now listen, I want you to know this. Now here's a way to get it to you, say it. I bet you don't have nobody out of mind.
No, seriously.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We have somebody out of your chest.
Mm-hmm. We totally do.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why I said that, see, we have people who can be very certain, so-called churches. See? Now, that God matters. They believe they're righteous. I'll get to that in a few minutes. They believe they're right. You can't tell them anything. They know they're wrong.
And when it comes to discussing or sitting down discussing something with somebody, they want you to shut up and listen to them. They think they got all the answers. Now that's just not so. Now for those kind of types of people, we have had quite a lot of them come and stand in this book. Out of any of the big churches you want to talk about, including yours, stand right in this book and permit to say anything they want to. But now listen, after I get through listening to your testimony, which I will do, I want you to hear mine. Some folks never pull in for you to take running again, speak for the crowd, you understand, about an hour, and then grab his hat and run off, you know what I mean? Because that up. See, I don't want you to have nobody else in this book that they can't hear outside the door. Right? Now, we've got patience enough to listen to George. Can you listen it out? Right? Now, that's the only way we're going to ever get checked. Now, when you get up there to tell your story, you tell what you think. I want you to know this, that people in this group that really know what it is all about. And they're reading you. Mm-hmm. And from what you say, they know whether you know it.
You know what I mean? That's right.
Now we have a set of scriptures, if you choose to call it that, are read tonight. And I know everybody didn't hear it. So I want it read again. Not particularly the first part of it.
Would you read, please?
Read loud, clear, and distinct. You listen.
Now the Spirit speaks in prayer.
Now listen, it didn't say Paul, folks. It didn't say any of the apostles, folks. Now when you start to read something, you pay attention to what you read, see who said. Now this is Paul's epistle or letter to Timothy. And he is telling Timothy, who was a young man, and had the gift of prophecy. He's telling him, since he has the gift of prophecy, what is in the future? Mm-hmm. What the Spirit says about the future?
Yeah.
Say the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter days, that is in the close of this age.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Some shall depart from the faith.
Some shall depart from the faith. Some shall depart from the faith. Now I just could say to you, what faith? If you don't mind standing there a minute, I'd like to concur in that.
The love when I gave all diligence.
I was deeply concerned.
Mm-hmm.
He's writing this epistle, rightly to the Jews, saying to them, beloved, when I gave all diligence,
no fear.
All right. And I gave it all diligence to that.
Unto you.
Of the common salvation. Of the common. Common salvation. Now, you got one of them uncommon things. See, but this is a common salvation. The word salvation means to be delivered. And everybody has got to be delivered this way, so therefore it is a common thing. See what I mean? All right. Bring on that head.
It was needful for me to ram.
Now, listen. It was necessary. For me to write to you.
See? Now, if it hadn't been necessary, I wouldn't have wrote.
See, that's that one.
See?
It was necessary, or needful for me to write unto you. Now, if he had been right there with the necessary, he could have told him face to face, but he wasn't there, so he's writing to him. All right, read.
And exhort you.
And exhort you.
That you should hurry.
That you should. What you're doing, not you're doing.
Earnestly consider for the faith. The first thing is expect the letting the God of these many, not a few, many,
they'll depart from the faith.
What's happening? Giving heed to seduce and spirit. There comes along one there.
Mm-hmm.
See? He's got one doctrine. And he's seducing you to come over and join his gang.
That's right.
And another one over there, he's coming off seducing or persuading you to come over and join his gang.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a philosophy and a doctrine. See? You said it was necessary. See? For me to write. Paul says the first thing is expected. That in a matter of days, this will happen. Would you like to argue?
Mm-hmm.
No. You got the Roman Catholic. You got the Protestant. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the Baha. You got the people of Luke. You got the Mohammedans.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Okay.
You see? You got the Methodist. You got the Baptist. You just got all the other kind of a thing. If you won't say that they're not around.
See? Somebody's been seducing the song.
Right.
And it was not the doctrine of reconciliation.
So you see? You've been persuaded all
off. It's by these seducing spirits that are incarnated in physical bodies, posing as ministers of law, or doctors of divinity, priests, cardinals, reverends, and whatnot. All right, we know about that.
It was needful and necessary for me to write a cunning source that you should, earnestly contend for the faith,
which was once did every unto. No, not saints.
Saints is a word that's originated in pure divine etymological meaning of it. It has had its derivative or its root in the Roman Catholic Church.
Okay.
And it has had no business in that Bible written down.
All right.
You know what manner of love is this that the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called saints?
There are certain men.
Now listen. Now you listen to me. Therefore, there are certain men.
There are certain men.
They
crept in unaware.
Now they crept in unaware. See? Holding as ministers of God. See? And you wouldn't know it. And they crept in unaware. You see? And then what?
Who were before of old are you saying?
See? Now listen.
Look, folks. I don't want you to miss a beat. I don't want you to miss a line. Just reading the Bible don't mean nothing.
That's right.
Unless you understand.
Mm-hmm.
The satanic spirit was cast out of heaven. And they come on down to the garden of Eden. So there were men of old.
Mm-hmm.
They come all the way down.
Yeah.
No brand new thing.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a war in heaven, see? That's how time for one in the earth since he was cast out into the earth. A war of that. You see what I'm talking about? And it's an old too. And it's come all the way down to the different places of ages. Transforming kings and seraphim into
Who were before of old? Who were before of old? Now you just took a couple of looks around. You see the way you're going.
And who's your father?
Yes.
Because who are you that time of the way up at that time of the day on there? So they didn't come back. And here's the day. Now they were way back there. They got to be right here, right?
Yes.
You see, Father? I'm talking about those satanic spirits in China.
Wicked man.
Wicked man. Wicked.
Wicked.
Grace. Turning the grace. Now, wait a minute. Turning the
grace
is.
Mm-hmm.
Define grace, somebody. It's an unmerited. You did not merit.
Uh-huh.
You did not earn it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't work for it.
Right.
It was a free gift.
Right.
Yahweh gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not pass, but have everlasting life. It was a free gift.
See?
Turning the grace around Yahweh, the Lord, into lasciviousness. What is lasciviousness? That's not the work for it. Then you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do the other.
Right.
Commit salvation. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to work for something. That was a good thing.
Right.
And they turned it into a lot of foolishness. And got to work.
Trying
to merit something,
right?
Want to know something about the work?
Okay.
Got to
sacrifice.
Now you know the sacrifice is supposed to be all went up now. Okay. What did the apostle say about that? Hello. Okay. I taught you that you should offer your life. Contamination.
breathe.
But your father is too scared. Your father not scared. In the half.
They can't even get a beaten breath. Right. And you know God is breathing there. And not the breath of life. And he became a living soul. Now you can't even get a good beaten breath.
And water is hydrogen and oxygen mixed together. Isn't that right? It makes a drop of water.
Right.
So you can't get it out of the air, you can't get it out of the water.
And you look at your TV tonight, insecticide poison all over the place.
Right.
You can't get nothing good to eat, decent to eat.
Right.
Poison.
You see?
You see what I mean? And you know what you're doing? You're going right on back into this amalgamation and conglomerate that's in this cell. You're going down here. And you're going right on back in, standing up looking like say that.
No, we have to put everything in respective places. See, you stand around saying, I don't believe that stuff. Not a dying head of which way. War is going on. Just stand up two men down. What for? See what it means?
See? You know, it's just off in the face. You can hear you can see it. Stop that in your hand. See?
You're going to play for it.
You're going into it. Is that how you got in your family? Were you born in it or did you get born?
You said what in the fact old nigga did? You must be born in it. That's right. Well, there's a whole family that everybody knows. No, you get born in it.
Oh, I say, when you come into facing it up, come into facing it up, like it really ought to be hung up there.
And deny the only element.
And deny. That's how I put that sentence together there.
Well, there are certain men kept in unaware who are before of old ordained to this condemnation. Wicked men.
Wicked men.
Turning the grace of our Elohim.
Turning the grace of our Elohim. That's the kind of
miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's turning the grace of our heaven, or our God, into that thing of pain, thunder, confounded foolishness. That's right. Just read on.
And deny.
And listen. Let me tell you something. And deny. And deny.
Only
Elohim. And deny the only Elohim. Or if he had your
own God.
Okay.
And
our Savior.
Yahweh Adonai. Mm-hmm. You know, I will therefore put you in remembrance.
I will therefore put you in remembrance. I'll call it to your attention in case you've forgotten.
See?
All right, read.
Though you once knew it.
Now, though you once knew it.
How that Yahweh.
How that coming to the Jews. How that Yahweh.
Having saved the people.
Well, Moses. Mm-hmm. Having saved the people out of the land of Egypt. Is that what you got?
Right.
Now listen here. The most majority of that might miss that you didn't realize. It's not the one of the thousand such as that any.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And now even after I say some of it, they don't know no better, never thought about it. You and me breathe out in this already. You see what I mean? They didn't know that. The tears and joy and the bed is mad. And that same Jesus, Joshua and Messiah, but that came from the children of Israel. as you know, in Joshua. He was right back there. He saved him because... Folks, listen, let me tell you something. When you were talking about the Lord God and Jehovah and all that issue, see what's going on? When you were talking about the trees, Richard, like the
Yeah, he
said all these human things. Would you mind respecting that? Now, somebody don't
bring
you the back. Our folks didn't know to hear about what you had to go.
Okay.
And though they're ready,
inside. Okay.
Now,
read
the pieces in there.
All over,
brother. All over, brother. I would not let you. Now, I don't want to be
ignorant,
but it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we don't put you in the room. Now, please remember.
Mm-hmm.
All right, read. All our fathers
mm-hmm.
were under the cloud.
All our fathers were under the cloud.
And all passed through the sea.
And all passed through the sea.
And were all baptized under Moses.
All baptized under Moses.
In the cloud and
in the cloud and in the sea.
Mm-hmm. And did all eat the same spiritual food.
And did all eat the same spiritual food.
And did all drink the same spiritual
You see how much trouble we've got in here? Everybody reads the Bible. See, we didn't say, you don't have to come down and read.
That's right.
And some people are even too stupid. You look in the Bible, so we have no need for that.
We've got some story that somebody else wrote a book and a quick Roman 5 talks in the Bible. Trying to reconcile the world of that. You know, good and well, everybody ain't going to believe that stuff.
That's right.
You don't believe so.
I'm all right.
You have two
feathers in that slide. Now you see, you were back there, didn't you?